Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Ron Katz, naturopath. I hope you guys are all having a great weekend out there. Today I thought I'd get together our friend, the Media Mojo guy. We should be calling in here in a little bit. I want to talk about what's going on out there in the world of the Internet. And it seems like there's always something going on. Over the last year or so, we've been talking video, 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 and video. And now it seems like we've got another wave coming of membership, 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 membership. I'm sure many of you have seen the newest release from Josh Rother, Sam Baker, on Swift Member. Really, in taking a look at it, it looks like it's very similar to a program that was released previously called InstaMember. It does many of the same things, many of the same gateways. And so, as with everything else out there, get to know what you already have on your hard drive before you go invest in something else. But as I say, there's a lot going on out there in the Internet today, whether it be membership sites or working with video and the video tools. You've got the new release of Explaindio 2 out. You've got increasing attention being paid to motion videos and royalty-free products. And all of that plays into line with a couple of things that I've got coming out here in the very near future. We have the Resource Bible, that Web 2.0 Resource Bible that I released. Boy, it's going on 8 years ago now. And an update of that will be coming out, and it will be coming out with specific resource sections. The first to be released will be royalty-free images. And this won't be your typical little directory showing you 6 or 10 or 12 sites that virtually everyone knows where they can go get royalty-free images, but rather it will be a directory including several hundred resources that you can go to, many of which will provide resources and images that you'll find extremely useful in any niche or to personalize the user experience. That'll be coming out under the banner of the Resource Bible. And imminently on the horizon, we have two other projects, one of which will be the release of an online site called the Internet Marketer Directory. And for anyone out there that is interested in Internet marketing or working in the field of Internet marketing or looking for Internet marketers to work with, you know that sometimes it can be a bit of a hodgepodge. And building on the concept that Ken and I have talked about and Mark Hendricks and others for years, it's a matter of knowing, liking, and trusting. And I can tell you from personal experience, sitting on conference panels and so forth, many times when we'll have a Q&A session or people looking for advice from the members of the panel, it will start out with, where do I get started? Where do I find people? I'm a social media guru, or I want to teach them how to use social media. And frequently, the question I would ask is, okay, what do you already do in social media? And the response more often than not was, well, I have a Facebook and Twitter account. And I said, and? And there would be a blank look on the face. You know, if you're going to talk about working with social media, you need to be familiar with the various platforms that are out there, and you need to know the tools that you can use to utilize those platforms to minimize the effort and maximize the return. And that gave birth to my Economy of Action guide that I published a couple of years back. And so one thing that I've realized as a professor of communication, all communication has to go back to a basic principle, and that's the principle of believability and credibility. if you don't have credibility and people don't believe that you know what you're talking about, or you don't have the experience or expertise in an area, they're probably not going to trust you as much. And there are two ways you can get credibility. One is what we call derived credibility. And derived credibility is when people see what you've done, they know what you've done, they have direct experience either with you doing it for them, or they see results by the knowledge you display, and they are able to take action on that information and knowledge. The second form of credibility is what we call implied credibility. And this is a matter of who do you know, where do you get your information, who do you associate with, and that in itself can raise a greater degree of credibility. Hence, if you go online, you'll find photos of many people at conferences with other internet marketers or people that they have known, they've worked with, they've been a member of their community, and they have a photo taken with them. And that, in turn, passes on a degree of credibility. Now, sometimes it can be almost humorous, passing of credibility. For example, I was at a conference presenting once and had a chance to get together with Yannick Silver and had a photo taken with Yannick. And back behind us on the screen was the name Jeff Johnson. Now, Jeff was getting ready to make another presentation, and I'm looking at him saying, I know that's not Jeff Johnson. I know that's myself and Yannick. But the interesting, part is, if you play it out there to the world, there can be almost a mixed message unless they know both of you. But there is sometimes some humor that comes out of these photos and these conferences. So by all means, make use of your credibility that you can build through working with and associating with other people. I've got people that I've met at conferences back when they were just getting started. And then now when we have a chance to interact, they still remember, and I still remember. For example, I was doing a conference in San Francisco, and that was one of the first conferences that Alex Jeffries had come over to the States to attend. So whenever you're hearing Alex talk about is getting started in the hard days and, they almost, losing the family time. Well, that's when I met Alex. And we were doing a call the other day, and he recounted the whole thing to me. So it's not only a matter of you being able to build a relationship and you being able to build on that capital, but it goes in reverse also. Historically, there have been many times where someone will connect with me based upon my relationship with other people. And so it becomes a matter of how can we take all of that information and put it in one place that people will be able to go to find people and to find, for want of a better word, evidence or a portfolio of what their skills are and what they might be able to help you with. And so the concept of the Internet Marketer Directory was born. And it will be a directory not only for Internet marketers, but it will also have areas in there for copywriters, freelancers, graphic designers, and they'll all be categorized. And it will be a membership-type directory to where Internet marketers will be able to join the directory. Graphic designers can join it, copywriters, freelancers and the like, all in their category. All of them will have a free area. So basically, it's a free listing. And then they have the opportunity to upgrade the listing by adding things such as images, photos of them, testimonials, portfolio entries, video, and so forth. As well as to make offers available through the directory to the world at large. But it will become one resource online and one resource with a mobile app that you'll be able to turn to at any time if you're looking for someone that is specialized in list building or someone that specializes in working with a particular type of membership platform or working with WordPress or someone that does vector graphic designs or a freelancer that will help you build directories or build social media platforms and contacts. So that's on the horizon and should be out here, I would hope, imminently. And then the other thing that happens at this time of year, hopefully for many years to come, is the Birthday Bonanza Bundle. And we're approaching the 68th birthday, and that means that we will have a bundle. In the past, it's been between 150 and 200 products. There will be easily that many things in the bundle again this year, and the bundle will be released sometime probably late June. I used to release it the number of days in advance of my birthday. So, for example, when we had the first one, it was the 61st Birthday Bonanza Bundle. Well, in that particular case, we started at 61 days before my birthday, which is August 20th. And that, and then I added a product every day and so forth. And you can systematize that, but I've noticed that it's probably just as easy not to inundate people, you know, for over 2 months with what's coming. And so I've shortened the window on the promotion period, and the promotion will probably start at the end of June or early July, and different blocks of products will be released up until the full package will be available on August 20th. And as in the past, people will be able to buy in if they buy in at the very beginning at a very low investment. And as it, more and more of the bundle is revealed and we get closer and closer to the actual birthday, the price of the bundle will escalate or go up. So people that have bought bundles in some cases every year, they've gotten the habit now, they buy very early on so that they save the price increase later on. Some people, much like a Dutch auction, are willing to risk. You know, they want to make sure the value is there before they pay, and I understand that, and they'll have that option too. So ultimately, when it all is said and done, the full package will wind up being some variation of the birth year or birth age. So normally it would be 68-77, and there may be some other benefits that will come from that. But essentially that's what's going on in the world of the niche prof. And right now, anyone interested, after this broadcast, early during the week of the 15th of June, you ought to be able to go to internetmarketer.directory online and begin to see what the Internet Marketer Directory is all about. And to gain access, there will be an affiliate program attached to it. And essentially, that's where I am today. We've been fighting storms. Right now, we're between storms. So I was able to get connected all right. Wasn't able to get the computer connected. So this is a raw phone call, and wishing you all a great weekend, a great week ahead, and I look forward to seeing you inside the directory and online. In the meantime, if you need to reach me, that's nicheprof, N-I-C-H-E-P-R-O-F as in Frank, at gmail.com, or you can reach my friend and partner, Ken English, the Media Mojo Guy, at themediamojoguy.com. At gmail.com. In the meantime, y'all have a great weekend and take care.